This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, with the Fed summarily dispatched, we are going to turn now to something called the quarterly refunding statement. Basically, the Treasury Department telling the world today how much debt, how many billions of dollars worth of bonds it is going to need to issue to keep the U.S. government up and running. $776 billion in new borrowing through the quarter, $112 billion in bonds next week, says Treasury. Demand for those bonds is going to dictate the yield that they pay, and the yield that those bonds pay is going to affect rates on mortgages and car loans and a whole lot of other stuff. It is a big, complicated machine, the debt market is. We talk about it all the time. But the thing is, the buyers for those bonds, well, it's just not who it used to be, and that matters a lot in this economy right now. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
All types of institutions buy U.S. Treasuries because they're still a safe asset. Banks, foreign governments, pension funds. But amongst those buyers, over the last decade or so, there's been one 500-pound gorilla, or a $4.9 trillion gorilla, if you measure by the amount of treasuries it still owns.
It's the U.S. Federal Reserve.
Brandon Swenson is a bond specialist at Blue Bay Asset Management. The Fed started buying U.S. debt after the Great Recession, and then lots more after COVID to stimulate the economy, aka quantitative easing. But because of inflation, the Fed now wants to slow down the economy. So it basically stopped buying treasuries last year, aka quantitative tightening.
A mechanism that they are relying on to tighten monetary policy, and hopefully bring inflation back down to that 2% target.
The Fed isn't the only big buyer bowing out of the treasury market. Major U.S. banks are also buying less than they used to. In the wake of the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, many are struggling with a smaller deposit base and just have less money to invest, says Marvin Lowe at State Street.
They need to reduce some of the asset side of their businesses, and they're looking at doing it by slowing and reducing their overall treasury holdings.
Some foreign governments like China have also curtailed their treasury purchases recently. All told, less demand means higher bond yield, and interest on the 10-year T-note is still flirting with 16-year highs. But there's a new opportunistic buyer that has stepped into the picture, hedge funds. Daryl Duffy is an economist at Stanford.
Hedge funds indeed have been taking large speculative positions in U.S. treasuries, now on the order of $2 trillion. They're one of the largest groups of owners.
Duffy says interest rates might be even higher if not for hedge funds, but their unregulated presence may lead to unwanted volatility in what should be the safest, most liquid bond market in the world. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.